Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is great to have you with us here today. We got a lot more to do here. Final hour number three of C2C. Lots of college football for Joe. We got to get through tonight's baseball as well at 3-2 game. Now, you say you remember watching that 3-2 game, Joe. You remember watching the 3-2 Auburn-Mississippi State game?
Yeah, three. That was back in 08. That wasn't that long
ago. Hard game to forget. 3-2. You don't see that too often.
Games in Starkville typically are ugly. I mean, they are. Look at the game this past weekend with Arizona.
But that was like the heyday of like ugly SEC football. Like, grind it out, tough. Like, yeah, SEC's obviously evolved. Yeah, no, obviously better offenses, high score. That was in the day. But that's when it wasn't. That's when it was, we're going to win with defense. We're going to run it. We're going to win with defense. That's what the SEC was during those days, Joe. So always good to see.
Ugly football.
All right. I have a lot of college that I need to go through with you. We have several games, including games tomorrow night and Friday night, that I want to get your thoughts on. I believe we have Memphis and Navy kicking off the week on Thursday night. But of course, great game. Great game. Every game's great for Gopher to two. Gopher to over with your boy Hennigan out there in Memphis. But we are going to start with some of the bigger games for this week. I've got a bunch of the coaches for you today, Joe, for you to listen to. So we will start in Colorado because Deion obviously taking over college football. I mean, there's just no question about that. But first, we do want to welcome in all of our radio affiliates for Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Great to have everyone with us. All right, Joe, we'll start our college football journey today in Colorado and Deion. Had a rivalry game last week with Nebraska, right? Win. Now another rivalry game, Colorado State, cross-state rivals. Deion's just, you know, he's getting caught up with all this stuff, Joe. He only been on campus for a few months. He's trying to get sure he knows what the deal with all the rivals. Here's Deion.
You got to give me one at a time. Now, you just got me all hyped up about the Nebraska thing. You just bombarded me about that, right? And that's tradition. That was tremendous tradition. Now you wanted me to understand about the Rocky Mountain Showdown. So you got to give me some verbiage or some literature on something, you know, just to brief me. But trust me, this isn't my first rodeo when it comes to that. I think the Falcons and the Saints were quite a showdown, as well as playing against the 49ers, as well as the Cowboys, 49ers. I could keep going, Cowboys, Philly, you know, Cowboys, whoever, was always a darn showdown. Baseball as well. So it's always some type of adversity that you have against someone in close proximity of you. Yeah, I had two divorces, which was a heck of a showdown, too. So don't tell me about the showdown.
The showdown, the Deion with the showdowns, Joe. I got to tell you, I don't think that this rivalry on Saturday night going to be as close as those Niner Cowboy games that Deion played in. I don't think it'll be as close as that game. This one we got.
Oh, Carver, I tell you what, showdown, they'll be banging around. There's a song like that back in the day. I think Winger might have said it, sang it, but I'll tell you this. The first two games, TCU, Nebraska, Colorado abuses, they cover. Now there's a potential letdown spot. Who's on deck? Bodacious Bo Nix in Oregon in week number 4. I'm not suggesting Colorado loses, but to cover the 23.5-point number that on a team that got blown out by Wash State week 1, I'll take the points with Colorado State.
Wow, you're taking the Rams, huh? The game's actually, and the game's in Boulder. They used to play this game in Denver,
Mile
Joe,
High.
Right? They used to play the game in Mile High. Now they play them on the campuses, or they've gone back to playing them on the campuses.
I like that.
Here's why I'd lean to Colorado. He's done everything he said he's going to do so far. And I think as much as all these coaches run around and they tell you how they don't know the spread and they don't know this and they don't know that. And meanwhile, you know, guys like Franklin do know it when they pop in those touchdowns with less than a minute to go in the fourth quarter. I think that Deion knows exactly what people expect him to win by. And I think he's going to exceed those expectations if he has the opportunity to do it. And I could see him, if his offense is humming like it has the last 2 weeks, I could see him dropping a real big number on Colorado State on Saturday night, Joe. A real big number.
It's possible. And this is nothing against Deion. I think he's done a fantastic job, and I definitely think he's the right guy. I mean, you know, only Deion could turn around this program from the depths of the abyss. When you think about, you know, the days of John Embry and Eric Bieniemy and Dan Hawkins, Mike McIntyre was the only coach that got them to 10-3, and then Carl Durrell ran that program right into the ground. But here's the problem, Carver. We're talking about 18 to 22-year-old kids. You know, to get them up each and every week is very difficult. I'm not saying they're not going to be motivated, but, you know, when you gear up for the national championship runner-up, you gear up for a team that Nebraska and Matt Rhule that called you out in terms of the offseason. You get up, and then there is that one reset moment. And I'm not suggesting they get pushed to the limit. I'm just saying they could be up by 30 with 3 minutes left, and you get the back door and you lose it. So I'm going to take Colorado State here.
I think that next week, Joe, is when we really get to find out what Colorado is made of. Now, they went on the road to TCU. They beat them in that game. Tight game, high-scoring game, lots of craziness. I don't think we really know how good TCU is compared to last year. I don't think we're going to find that out until they start playing some of their Big 12 conference games like they're going to this week. But I think when we see Colorado and Deion go on the road for the first time in conference into Oregon, one of the best teams in the Pac-12, I think that, Joe, is going to be the real measuring stick. And you know right now that number's already gone from the mid-20s down to 14.5. And it's a week away. People are going to be running to the window, getting points with Deion in Colorado next week.
Well, Carver, remember what Dan Lanning said in the offseason?
Yes.
What did they ever do in the Pac-12? So there's already bulletin board material for Deion and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter in that game. So are we taking the over in that game already? What do you think the over is? Let's assume you're right in Colorado, even though I'm taking the points. Let's say Colorado. 79?
I saw 69 or 70 last night when we looked at it. If I remember, I'll get it for you during the break. But I think it was in that 68 to 70 range.
Look-ahead
line. Up and away. I got more for you, including James Franklin. When we come back, Joe, one of your guys, Happy Valley, making the road trip to Champaign this weekend for the early kick. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe in for Scotty. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Yes, Carver High and Joe in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. I did look, Joe, 69.5, the look-ahead total for Colorado and Oregon at Autzen next week. And that's a 3:30 East kick, Joe.
Oh,
so 12:30 local time.
Yes,
in Oregon. An early kick for that. Great on the screen.
The shadows cascading over Eugene in Outson Stadium. I love it.
Oh, boy. Next, let's go to your buddy James Franklin. Penn State heading on the road for the first time this season. They open up their Big Ten play in Champaign against Illinois. Of course, Drew Allard making his first start, Joe, on the road. What does James Franklin have to say about that?
You know, all these things are first, and it's hard for me to sit here and tell you what he will be like and what we will be like in these situations until we've been through them. So, you know, for us, it's to do everything we possibly can to prepare as a team and specifically for Drew as well, to get him as prepared as we possibly can for what it will be like to be on the road. I do think his game last year at Purdue, was helpful. But most importantly, I want to make sure by Friday night when we're going to bed that we've done everything we possibly can to have him and the team prepared to go play and play well.
14.5, Joe. Road favorites for the Nittany Lions. 48.5 is the total. Of course, we remember a couple of years ago, good Penn State team went into Champaign. That game was in Champaign, right, Joe? Where they had the... that game was at Happy Valley. That's right. That game was at home for Penn State, and they lost the game with all the crazy two-point conversions in overtime. Nine overtimes. It was a two-point conversion competition is what it was, and Illinois ended up beating them.
Well, it was crazy. They never went to Jahan Dotson in a big spot. I can't understand that.
You're still upset about it.
I am. They cost potentially Penn State. Penn State, if they win that game, they only have one loss heading into Columbus that year. Don't get me started. Yeah. I will just say this. A couple of reasons why I like Illinois here. It is Drew Aller's first career road start in terms of the Big Ten, so that's a potential issue. I know the defense has been atrocious for Illinois, giving up over 200 through the air and over 200 on the ground, but I like Luke Altmaier and the rushing attack. He leads the team in rushing yards, 139 yards on the ground. Their team is averaging 4.8 yards per carry. I gotta believe that Brett Bielema motivates the big uglies in this ballgame, the offensive line, to at least move the football, sustain drives, and keep Aller and that offense on the sideline. Again, Penn State has Iowa on deck. Potential look ahead. I'm taking the points with this matchup, Carver.
Next, we will go to the Swamp, where we get, of course, the annual Gator Vol game. Billy Napier is a guy, Joe, who needs a big win. I got a feeling that Billy, I know every year when you do the preview, you list coaches on the hot seat. You know, you do that every year. I got a feeling this guy is going to be in your article
next year.
I think that going into next year, when you look at the Gopher to Two list of coaches on the hot seat going into the 2024 college football season, this guy might be in your top five because you got eventually, Joe, you got to win some big games. Here's Billy Napier with the Vols coming into the Swamp.
Yeah, it's a big game. I mean, I think anytime you play a rival, it's a big game. You play in an Eastern Division opponent, SEC play, you know, home opener when it comes to the SEC. And certainly as a program, I mean, there's magnitude here. But, I mean, I would tell you they all matter, right? I mean, I don't necessarily think there's one that doesn't matter on our schedule.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, I want him to ask, why doesn't he go ask all the alumni and the boosters if there's any other game, if they all matter the same, Joe? This is not true. That's just not true.
No,
you know that, being around college football. Not true at all.
I know it. No, I will say Florida, from the series perspective, has won four of the last five. Napier typically is a good underdog coach. Last year, 5-1. Lost the bowl game to Oregon State. He lost his first opportunity as an underdog this year against Utah. I think it's a potential bounce back spot. One reason, front seven of Florida giving up 87 rushing yards per game. That's a strong suit. And the fact that they ran the football last week, granted it was McNeese State, but they pounded the rock for 327. Maybe they could keep the football long enough to keep Joe Milton on the sidelines. And we talked about it yesterday. The biggest change from Tennessee's offense this year compared to last year with Hendon Hooker, they're not as good on third down, 33% compared to around 50. And last year they threw for 326 per game, ran it for $1.99. This year they're basically even, 220 through the air and 257 on the ground. Give me Florida in the upset, Carver.
Outright. You're saying outright. They're going to win the game. How about that? Yep. Jersey Joe Milton in the swamp. No good for him coming up on Saturday night under the lights, too, Joe. A 7 o'clock kick there in the swamp. The place will be rocking. Another place that will be rocking is Athens, where the two-time defending national champions, the Bulldogs of Georgia, have South Carolina coming to the house. Now, this is usually, Joe, typically a very early season matchup, these two getting together in the SEC East. Here is Carolina coach Shane Beamer. Now, it's the SEC. These guys have all played in big spots. He's not worried about his kids getting a little overwhelmed between the hedges on Saturday afternoon.
I would hope they know. A lot of these guys all on our team were highly recruited guys and maybe went to a game as a recruit at Georgia, or they came here, or they went to other SEC games. So it's like I told them this morning, I mean, this will be a rocking environment. When we go to Knoxville in a few weeks, it'll be a rocking environment. When we go to A&M, and where else do we go? Missouri this year. I mean, it's the SEC. And if you don't want to play in front of 90,000-100,000 seat fans, you should have gone and played in another conference. We don't go and play in front of stadiums where there's 20,000-30,000 people in the stands for a conference game. This is the SEC. So our guys should embrace that. We know it'll be a big challenge. It was extremely difficult to communicate over there a couple years ago. We know how loud it'll be, but I want our guys to embrace it as well.
Well, Joe, I know one thing. Georgia has kind of had a couple of go through the motion games to start their season. UT Martin and Ball State. They've had a couple of these games. This is their first legitimate opponent of the year, if you'd like to say, and it's in conference. It's almost four touchdowns at 27.5. You spoke a little bit about this yesterday. Carolina's played a tough, they lost, but they played a tough game with North Carolina. I kind of like the points here, even though it's on the road going into a very tough environment, as Shane just said.
I'm going to take it. They potentially have the more experienced quarterback in this matchup. Spencer Rattler completing 83% of his passes, no interceptions. They're averaging 408 yards through the air, Carver. The biggest thing, I mean, Georgia's undefeated since 2020, the COVID year. They're basically 15-0 at home, so they just don't lose. And they've won those games by an average margin of victory of right on the number of like 28.3 points per game. But they're not running the football as dominant as they have in years past. Keep in mind, ever since Georgia, since 2016, pounds the rock over 200, 45-0 straight up against FCS and FBS opponents last year, 8-0, won by 28.5 points per game.
You win the national title. That doesn't mean that even though you get the best recruits, you necessarily just automatically fill those spots. And there's a lot of guys, Joe, playing offensive line in the NFL who were on Georgia the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
They had some big dudes. And even though they have the best O-line recruits, doesn't mean that they're getting the same quality of play. You got to actually show it. Interesting game here to start the SEC season this week. All right, we'll come back, Joe. I got more games for you to talk about coast to coast on a Wednesday. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. BetMGM has you set up. $1,500 first bet offer. Bonus code SG1500. That is SG1500. This is for all new BetMGM Sportsbook account users. What do you got to do? Download the BetMGM Sportsbook on iOS or Android. Visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. That is BetMGM's $1,500 first bet offer. Bonus code SG1500. Okay, Joe, I've got a bunch of games for you that I also want your thoughts on, so everybody can know who you're on here. First, tomorrow night, we've got Navy and Memphis, the Thursday night kickoff game that is, of course, opposite the NFL down at the Liberty. Minus 14, two tutties for the Tigers, 46.5 the total. Navy 1-1 so far on the year. Memphis off to a 2-0 start.
I'm going to lay it with Hennigan. I'm going to lay it with the Tigers. I don't have any confidence in Newberry in that offense. They were a dead under when we talked about our unders and overs for the year at 5.5 was a gimme, I thought, for Navy. I don't think they're a very good football team, Carver, so I'm going to lay it with Memphis in that ballgame.
Friday night, Joe, we also have a couple of games for you of significance. Virginia is at Maryland. Maryland laying the 14.5. Army and my Roadrunners of UTSA, minus 8.5 for them at home. And Utah State visits Air Force. Air Force let you down last week against Sam Houston. Now they're laying 9.5 at home against the Aggies with a 46.5 total.
I'm going to go back to the well with Air Force laying the 9.5. I mean, again, I still think this is the best team in the Mountain West Conference. They beat up on Sam Houston last week, grinded it out. I think Utah State can't stop the run. So I love Air Force laying the 9.5 point number. I'm going to probably take Army against UTSA, Carver. The triple option in that type of situation, as good as UTSA is, I think Army could be live. So I'll go against, obviously, one Navy in terms of the Thursday night's game, but I'll back it up with Army against UTSA. What was the third game?
The third game was the Virginia-Maryland game, Joe, on Friday night in College Park with the 14.5.
My heart wants me to take Virginia-Maryland anytime they're on a primetime spot. Whether they play Iowa, Penn State, they get absolutely abused. Now they're the favorites. Should we take Virginia with the points? I think I would take Virginia with the points. They're ugly. Tony Musket in that offense.
I think Maryland's a lot better than them. I think Maryland had kind of their mess around game with Charlotte last week. Your boy Biff Pogge. On that Saturday night game in College
Park. Is he going to get you 3.5? Is he going to get you the 3.5?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to get us there.
I said it.
All right, a few other ones on Saturday. Some of these we briefly discussed yesterday, but I'm going to run through them again. Florida State is going to Chestnut Hill to face the Fighting Blewetts, and they are leading 25.5. On the road there. We also have that LSU Mississippi State game, which I think, Joe, a big game. I'm interested to see LSU here against some real competition after losing to, of course, Florida State in the opener. They've gotten to kind of beat up on some bad teams since then. Interesting spot in Starksville. And Kansas State and Missouri, old Big 12 rivalry with the 6.5.
I'm conflicted with that last one. I mean, I can only lay it with Florida State. The question is, could they get us the 47.5 on our own, right? At the end of the day, I like Florida State. I would probably lean to the over. They probably could put up a 50 spot on Boston College. I like LSU in terms of that matchup. We talked about the defense for Miss State. You give the edge in terms of Zach Arnett being inferior to Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly, 27-12 straight up. Going back to 2017, and I think LSU has the better offense. This is an opportunity to bounce back in a big way. Give me Missouri plus the points. I'll close my eyes with Drinkwitz in a rivalry game. Don't love it, but I would take the points with the SEC team over Will Howard and Kansas State.
It's very rare, Joe. I'm going to go off the board for a couple others here now. It's very rare that you get a Power 5 team going on the road to a group of five team. You don't see it. It doesn't happen very often. There's not a lot of instances of it, and we have a couple of those this week. On a big scale, one on a smaller scale. I'm going to give you the smaller scale one first, and that's Matt Campbell and Iowa State going to Ohio. How about that? Iowa State going to Ohio to face the Bobcats, and they're only three-point favorites on the road. A low total 42.5 in this game. You backing the Cyclones, who I know you don't like, on the road here against a MAC opponent.
They let me down last week, Carver. I took them as a late ad in the Cyhawk Trophy game against Iowa. Guess what? They let me down. They had a 4th-and-1 on their own 45, and Matt Campbell decides to run it. He got absolutely, yeah. Brocco Beck got absolutely abused. He couldn't even hand it off. So they're like sort of dead to me. I might take Ohio in that spot. I might have to back the Bobcats. I think Iowa State's the worst team in the Big 12.
The other one, which is really rare. I mean, you're talking like lunar eclipse type stuff. Alabama going on the road to a group of five team. What happened here, Joe? So Alabama's going to be in Tampa against the Bulls of South Florida. 32.5. They are road favorites here. 61.5 is the total. This is a 2-for-1. They're playing there this year, and then next year and a couple years down the line, USF is going to go to Tuscaloosa and get squashed. 32.5. They'll get squashed at home, too, in front of the big Tampa crowd.
I'm not touching this game. There's no way.
Not touching it.
No, not touching it.
Wow.
I mean, Alabama on the road. Nick Saban since 2017 and 842. You know, straight up winning percentage. I mean, we know South Florida sucks. I mean, is Bohannon still there? I mean, that's the question. You know, Gary Bohannon. I mean, the problem is, could that front seven slow down Jalen Milroe and the rushing attack at the end of the day? I don't know if they can. Could be a big day for Jason McClellan. And does Saban want to really run it up on South Florida?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Just lost, Joe, they're coming off a rare loss. Lost at home and out of conference to Texas. They need to reestablish. Nick knows the deal. He sees himself not with one number in front of him on the top 25, 2, 10th, 11th, wherever he is right now. He sees, and what does he need to start doing, Joe? He needs to start piling it on. You think I don't got an offense? Let's go. This is a 60-burger spot for Alabama. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this
Raymond
line
James.
Is down from 35.
Fire the cannons.
No,
fire
you're crazy.
The cannons.
You're nuts.
Fire the cannons.
You're going to bet this game?
This week. I'm betting out. That could be a best bet. Alabama laying it on the road in Tampa.
They might
Let's
have to
roll,
get the
baby.
Hook. Look. The band, they sucked you right in with the banjo minnow.
That's it. The next rack, you told me already, I'm stunned that you're taking Minnesota outright in North Carolina
stunned?
Against the Tar Heels. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised because you bash Fleck all the time. I'm a little surprised that you're going to go now and back him. Washington is going to East Lansing. Tough scene there this week, as we know. Georgia Tech is going to Ole Miss. Another big number. Oregon State's laying.
Do you think that's
a little too much for Oregon State? Is that a little too much for
I tell you what, I like San Diego State. Here's the thing. DJU in a big spot. He's played UC Davis and San Jose State. Let's not get up in arms that all of a sudden this was a better spot for DJU. This is going to be a tough test. Now, I know the rushing attack isn't the same for San Diego State. Little inconsistent on third down. But that secondary is still holding opposing quarterbacks. 52% completions. They forced 6 interceptions through the first 2 weeks. I'm going to take a shot. That line moved from like 20.5, 21 to 24.5 over a key number. I'll take San Diego State with the points.
Michigan hasn't covered big numbers the last 2 weeks against UNLV and I forget who was that, East Carolina the first week, Joe. Now they have Bowling Green coming in. The number's even bigger, 40.5. Did you see Harbaugh compare J.J. McCarthy to Andrew Luck, Joe? Andrew Luck, yes.
Second coming of Andrew Luck. This is incredible.
There you go.
Amazing.
Go ahead,
He's got it all.
Go ahead.
You know what's crazy is that Jim Harbaugh, could J.J. McCarthy try and be maybe like the third best quarterback in the history of Michigan? I mean, Tom Brady went there. I mean, you know, Elvis Gerback, I think it was a better quarterback than J.J. McCarthy right now. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, let's be real. Maybe Denard Robinson, as inconsistent and turnover prone he was still more explosive than J.J. McCarthy at this point in his career. Come on now. Tate Forcier. I'll throw them all out there. Who do you want? I said it.
Drew Henson? Get Drew Henson in there?
I don't know. I don't know. Scott Drysback? Who do you want?
What
about Greasy?
Go ahead.
Give me Greasy. Greasy.
Yeah, why not? Joe will give more college football picks the next few nights, including tonight on Carver and Lacey. We got to do the baseball when we come back. Coast to coast on the show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi here with you. In for Scotty on the grid. Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Okay. Few things going on, Joe, baseball-wise, in progress. Rockies now lead the Cubbies 7-3. That is in the bottom of the eighth in Colorado. Guardians lead the Giants 5-1, bottom of the seventh in San Francisco. And the Mariners now lead the Angels 3-2. That's in the bottom of the fifth in Seattle. Mariners still have a couple guys on here in the bottom of the fifth trying to add on. Rays did beat the Twins 5-4. Behind that, a Rosarena homer in the top of the ninth. And they were able to shut the door. A few things, Joe, from last night. Kind of becoming like a broken record here on C2C. Seems like every single day we play another Matt Olson home run. That's because incredible. He keeps hitting them. Number 51 as the Braves beat the Phillies 7-6 in 10 on Bally Sports South.
Look, if he gets walks in the postseason, uh-oh. First pitch here is hit high and deep to left. Andrew Jones has company at the top of the mountain. 51 for Matt Olson. That guy just threw back a pretty important baseball and did Matt Olson a favor. He has tied the Braves' single-season home run record.
Well, touche, right? Each pitcher has been really, really good, but on the first pitch fastball, opposite field homers.
He threw back a pretty important baseball. I guess you would have got something out of Matt Olson for number 51 to tie the Braves' franchise record, but not exactly Maris's 62nd, Joe, that the guy threw back from the crowd. My man's got to ease up a little bit there. That's a pretty important baseball he threw back. All right.
Franchise, relax. Franchise. Andrew Jones relax. Was a stud back in the day, wasn't
yes.
he? I mean, come on. Him
yes,
and Chipper, I mean, unbelievable.
No doubt. Too bad they only won one World Series.
Yeah,
that
true.
Was it.
But let me ask you this. 95 and 50 now? Is this too hot before the playoffs start? Too hot?
It's a fair question, Joe. Not going to lie. I mean, and it's not even like it's too hot. It's been all year. I mean, they've steamrolled the entire year. And baseball is a funny game in October. You know, all it takes is a couple of days where your starting pitcher doesn't have it and you go home. Like, you go home in a blink of an eye. They did it last year. I mean, they were a really good team last year. And the Phillies caught them over a five-day span and sent them home. So, look, it's one – you can bludgeon everybody all year long, and their bats are outstanding. They can hit, man. But it's a different game when you get into October 1st. Once you cross that date, Joe, things change. And I think that they deservedly are the favorites. But – could I see the Phillies beat him again in a five-game series? Yeah, I could. I could absolutely see it. So, doesn't guarantee you success just by destroying everybody in the regular year. Yankees swept a doubleheader from Boston. Nobody cared. Cardinals beat the Orioles 5-2. Reds beat the Tigers 6-5, Joe. Your Reds and over the total in that one. Your Reds. Rangers beat the Jays 6-3. Robbie Grossman getting it done. Bally Sports Southwest for the Rangers.
All right, a man on in the fourth inning for Robbie Grossman, and he hits this ball hard. Deep out to left. It is gone! Into the bullpen and left. A two-run shot for Robbie Grossman. And the Rangers strike first tonight. It's 2-0.
It was the 80th win of the season for the Rangers, Joe. More importantly, I need three more wins from them to get over the 82.5, which is really all that matters to me. They have lost Max Scherzer, we told you earlier in the show. He won't pitch again in the regular season. They currently sit, Joe, as of right now, one game back of Houston. So they've made up some ground the last couple of days. These wins in Toronto combined with the Astros falling asleep at the wheel at home against the A's have gotten to one. And in the wild card, they are in the second wild card. Seattle's in the third tied with Toronto. So those four teams, really three teams for two spots. Actually, four teams for three because Houston's not running. Houston could miss, Joe. They could miss and be the team left out. So there's a lot to be decided in that American League over the next few weeks. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. We mentioned, and I did say the A's beat the Astros 6-2. I'll pass on Langley-Ears hitting the home run. They'll go for the sweep tonight. Dodgers beat the Padres 11-2. This was an awful job by me, Joe. When I did the Tater Time yesterday, I should have had Freddie Freeman in. It was his 34th birthday. You just knew the guy was going to go yard on Sportsnet LA.
Flies this one to left center field. Christian going back. It's gone! Freddie Freeman on the first pitch that he sees launches a home run the other way. First home run this month for Freddie Freeman in a vintage Freeman swing to produce it.
Getting back on the home run train now. 26th this season.
Back on the home run train, Joe, for Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers, who, like the Braves, coasting into October. Probably have a few more problems than the Braves injury-wise, but they are coasting into October as well. Let's get to tonight, Joe. We'll start in Baltimore again for your Orioles, who have Kyle Gibson on the mound against Drew Rahm and the Redbirds. Orioles minus 185, Cards plus $1.50, flat nine. The total, minus 120 to the over here tonight, Joe and Baltimore.
I know the Orioles laid an egg last night, but I'm going back to them. I mean, it's down from 10.5. It's down to 9 now. That's scaring me a little bit. I would take the under, but I like the Orioles tonight, Carver.
The Nationals are in Pittsburgh again against the Pirates. Jackson Rutledge making his first start for Washington. Colin Selby goes for Pittsburgh, who's minus 145 plus $1.20 now for the Nats. 9.5, Joe. This has gone up from 9 to 9.5.
You want to take the Nationals? We'll take the Nationals on the money line in the over?
I'd rather take the over, Joe. I don't want to back the kid making his first start. I don't really want to do that. I'd rather just go the other way, if that's okay with you. We're just going to stick with the over on that one.
I'm not your life coach. Why not? Sure.
Braves and the Phillies again in Philadelphia. Spencer Strider and Christopher Sanchez, the pitching matchup. Braves minus 165, Phillies plus $1.40, flat nine the total. I'm on the Phillies tonight, Joe, at plus 140 at home. Strider is not dominant every time out. Phillies have hit him at times this year. I am taking them at home, home dog, plus 140.
Let's go over, too. I mean, I feel like, I mean, it just runs aplenty every time they play. Runs aplenty.
Runs aplenty, a lot of good bats. I think that it was Gabe that said it earlier. A lot of good bats on the field tonight when the Braves and the Phillies get together. Cincinnati and Detroit once again, where we have Connor Phillips and Eduardo Rodriguez. The Reds right now, plus 110. Tigers minus 130. 8.5 the total. I'm on the Reds, Joe, against Rodriguez. Reds,
I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over 8.5. I lean to the Tigers.
Way.
The Reds are dead to me. After the second half performance, I don't want any piece of them and your boy De La Cruz. You talked us into that bet. Totally dead. Dead.
Rangers will try to beat the Blue Jays again. They've beaten them the last two nights. Jordan Montgomery goes against Kikuchi in Toronto tonight. Kikuchi on the mound for you, Joe. Blue Jays minus 130. Plus 105 for Texas, flat eight the total. You want to go after Kikuchi tonight?
Carver, you put this guy on the – I think there was like five Kikuchis in the second half of the year. Every time the guy's a gas can. Five dead losses every time
good.
We bet
He's
this
been
guy
good
to the
since
over.
June. He's been
so
good
what do
since
you want
June.
To do? You want to take it again? You want to take the over with Kikuchi?
No, Montgomery's been good for the Rangers. Probably go under, Joe.
Now this is probably the over tonight. Right? 9-6.
13-10 game in Toronto. 13-10. Yankees and the Red Sox. Again, Yankees, of course, swept the doubleheader yesterday in Fenway. They'll have Clark Schmidt against Tanner Houck. Red Sox minus 140. Yankees plus 115. 9.5. Had unders in both of those games in a doubleheader yesterday, Joe. Couple
yeah, I know, and you were saying up, so I'm going to do it. Up, 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 and away
up,
over the 9.5 tonight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Up, 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 and away. Arizona is still in New York at Citi Field against the Mets. Zach Gallen tonight against Joey Lucchese. Right now, the Diamondbacks minus 150, plus 125 for the Mets, flat 8 the total.
I'm going to go Diamondbacks. I have no confidence. I can't watch the Mets. They cost me money this year. Inconsistent. Playing at home. Let's go under that total as well.
Paul Blackburn and Hunter Brown in Houston. Believe it or not, Joe, the A's are looking for the sweep on the road in Houston. What a shame for the Astros that would be. Minus 275 for them tonight. Plus 220 for Oakland. Flat 9 the total.
I would lean to laying a run and a half with the Astros tonight and going over. They're not going to get swept by the Athletics, are they?
Stranger things have happened, Joe. Kansas City is in Chicago again. They played a doubleheader yesterday. Last night went way, way over the total. You have Cruz and Clevinger here. White Sox minus 150. Flat 9 the total. Davis had this earlier, Joe. I'm going over with him again.
Let's go over. I never met an over I didn't like, Carver. Give me over.
Never have to twist your arm for an over in baseball, that's for sure. Braxton Garrett against Trevor Megill tonight in Milwaukee as the Fish are still in town. They could use a win. They've lost the last two nights. Marlins even money. Brewers minus 127.5.
I'm going to take the Brew Crew tonight. Brewers are the other side, in my opinion, under the 8.5 tonight.
And finally, Dodgers and the Padres once again in Los Angeles. Dodgers tough task tonight. They got to beat Blake Snell, who's been excellent. Dodgers minus 125, plus 105 for San Diego. Flat 8 is the total.
Let's lay the run and a half with L.A. and go over the would you say it is 8.5 or 9?
Flat 8, Joe. Flat 8.
Flat 8, even better. Let's go over.
Yeah. Over minus 120. I don't have a problem there. You actually got a lot of guys on the Dodgers with really good numbers against Snell, which I'm about to tell you about now for Tater Time, Joe. Quickly, we have a few guys we're playing. Yordan Alvarez against Paul Blackburn tonight. He's hit three homers off of him in his career. Will Smith for the Dodgers against Blake Snell. Two homers off of him in his career. Salvi Perez against Mike Clevinger tonight. We are going to go there. Marcus Semien against Kikuchi. He has a homer off of him as well, Joe. So Alvarez, Smith, Salvi Perez, and Marcus Semien for Tater Time, Joe. Let's go. Tater's on a
Wednesday
night.
Let's do it. Sounds great. It's amazing.
There it is. All of your baseball. See, look at that, Joe. You liked it. We just squeezed. It's just a little bit. It's mostly football, and we do a little bit of baseball at the end. I know that it's in your deal. It's got to be a certain amount of football once football starts on coast to coast. And we got
Absolutely.
Enough of it in. Joe, we will come back, and we will wrap this thing up here. Coast to coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Of course, Game Time Decisions is next with our boy K-Dub Kevin Walsh. We will pass the baton. Coming back next on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Couple things here, Joe, before we go. Hamstring injury keeps Joey Bosa out of practice for the Chargers today. Another guy, Joe, he's hurt all the time. I mean, it's tough to say, but, like, Joey spends a lot of time not practicing and all that. So that's Eckler and Bosa, both a little banged up for the Chargers as they get ready to go to Tennessee this week. Speaking of Tennessee, Joe, DeAndre Hopkins and Treylon Burks didn't practice on Wednesday. Now, sometimes, like guys like Hopkins, sometimes, Joe, they don't need to practice. They just show up on Sunday and they play. You also had the Rams placing Stetson Bennett on the non-football injury list. Sean McVay declines to say why. It's unfortunate, Joe, because obviously we've had some incidents with Stetson Bennett outside of football since Georgia won the national championship back in January. So you don't want to speculate. You have no idea, but I'm sure there's a possibility, Joe, that it's got something to do with that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, you know, if Matt Stafford went down potentially from a physical attribute, Stetson Bennett had a very good preseason, had a very good handle of the offense. I actually said if they were under 500, would Sean McVay move away from Matt Stafford? Now, forget it. He needs to clean up whatever he's dealing with right now. Off the field issues come first. Obviously, his health comes first, and hopefully we wish him the best and he's back on the football field by the end, at least the end of the regular season or maybe next season.
The Eagles have officially ruled Kenneth Gainwell and James Bradbury out for tomorrow night against the Vikings. And Aaron Rodgers, Joe, on Instagram, a long Instagram post thanking everybody at the end. The night is darkest before the dawn and I shall rise yet again. Aaron Rodgers basically telling you right there, Joe, he ain't done. He'll come back from this. All right, great job, Joe. Great job by everybody today. Mafia, the crew, Pharrell, coast to coast. Scotty back tomorrow. Game time decisions is next. K-Dub.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.